All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Project Review with Q, homesteading. God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. All right, fine. It's not funny anymore. How are we inspired with homesteading? It's like it's really fun for me to enjoy the inspiration. So I've made fun of w working in downtown LA, finding real estate. Is that very inspirational? No, it's not. It's like sucks, right? So today's topic will be about real estate agents and the metrics around real estate agents. And why we deal with contractual language and real estate agents, and why we presume and assume that on planet Earth we need contractual language regarding a agent that represents predominantly the sale and or the seller, not the buyer. So for some reason, we're again, this is PRQ homesteading show. For some reason, we believe. Or do we know that we are entitled to be on planet Earth? So I ask everybody why you don't have a place to live if you have to rent, whether you're in an Airbnb, VRBO, you own your own home. How did you get possession of the land you're on? And that's why I'm so passionate about this hour we're going to spend is why is it that you're not free to be anywhere on this planet because someone has demarcated boundaries and or said this square stamp is mine, yours, etc. And so that's why I would like to work on it's up to you how you want to make decisions on your planet and in your universe, in your reality. It's up to you. But it would appear to me that you have lost control of the real estate industry through the real estate market, mortgages, all through the banking system, entitlement, title insurance, all of it has been designed and engineered to indoctrinate parcel systems with your counties and your states. So if you could see how we perceive your world as we come in here, someone has told you that you're going to be engineered and steered hundreds and hundreds of years ago to make sure you'll never be free. So if you're taxed on your property, I don't care if you're a multimillionaire, if you're taxed, you're not free. And by the way, you're not controlling where your taxes go, et cetera, because you claim you can vote, but you actually can't. So you keep staying in the system, but it actually doesn't serve you. Does anybody call you and say, did you make a decision today that we're going to initiate? No one's going to call you from the county and say, hey, are you happy? Is anyone from the state you live in going to call you and say, I really can't wait for you to be happy? You guys got me? So the county officers that you live in, the state officers you live in, they've never called you and said, how can we do better? Etc. But you, every day, you ask how you can do better. You're always of service to everyone. It's quite amazing. Anyway, we'll get to it here, and I'll certainly take calls, please. Thank you, BBS Radio, for working your guys' ass off because I know your phone lines just get buried now because of the work we're doing. And let's stay with it, everyone. I do have some PRQ members with me today that may or may not want to speak up. They are shy. They're not radio show hosts like me. After all, I am a superstar. And I have to get used to it. That was funny, huh? No? That wasn't funny? Yeah, I got some smirks in the background. Let's get to it real quick here. We're working really hard to procure land for you all from a lot of titles. So we're pulling titles for you. And so we need more bodies, identities to take them over. That's been pretty much the passion of the PRQ team is let's just get more bodies to be in succession of title of the people who have left the planet. And it's very noble because the counties and state authorities that are not authority can't touch you then. You don't have to get a building permit. You don't have to ask for anything, et cetera, et cetera. You just need to learn how to defend that federal law, we're just going to work on America today, but throughout the world, it'll be very similar. We don't have to ask to do anything on our land. We will never be embarrassed on our land once we have our land. And as we satisfy that, we will be free in many ways. And so it's curious to me how we would mass produce this activity, and it looks like it's me. It looks like we're going to do it the organic way. I'm very, very proud that you would follow me. I'm very, very, very proud you would follow me. So when we look at real estate agents, these are not necessarily bad people, but the real estate industry has been indoctrinated into a contractual language. Go ahead and pull a contract from a realtor, just an empty one, and you'll see that it's a steering, the gross steering committee that's hundreds and hundreds of years old initiated this. So remember the type of aliens that are in. So it's tricky for me to explain, but so when we have aliens controlling our intrinsic life and attempting to get into a galactic relationship with us and can't, they're stuck here. So one of the ways they can control the outcome of humanity is to start 1,000 years before we realize we're humans. So remember, these beings have been here a very, very long time. They have all their memories. And one of the ways they do it is create municipalities. They create the banking system. They create title, quitclaim deeds, deeds of trust, etc. So the mortgage industry is a subset and or process of initiation of the real estate industry. So the real estate industry was designed and engineered. This is a very, very old tool. The real estate industry and the real estate agents of this world, they take a contract and take your identity and put you in contract for the definitions and deliverables that are expected of you financially. So all of them are in the same relationship. So the individual who created your real estate industry created the bank industry as an example. So mortgage, title-backed securities, all of them are engineered by one individual, believe it or not, and then transferred it throughout the last 2,000 years. So when you see the potato famine of Ireland 500 years ago, et cetera, the Black Plague, COVID-19, they're all the same guy for the most part. I won't give you their name, but for the most part, these are all the same individuals. And so on the intrinsic level, you actually see the boots on the ground of these individuals implementing and telling you, you have to be someone, you have to have a credit score, et cetera, and you have to have so much money to buy a property. And then, of course, you're now you're experiencing an inflationary financial system. So if you didn't have inflation, you wouldn't be in this system, so to speak. But since you have desired to be in an inflationary financial system, you are now duped, is my statement, with the presumed value of real estate. So as you grow, the real estate inflationary system grows and the contractual language grows. So your contracts are actually getting stricter and stricter and stricter, and what you can do on your land gets stricter and stricter and stricter. The volume of land you have gets stricter and stricter. Pretty soon you're going to be down to 45 feet that you're going to be living on planet Earth would be the goal. Why would you only have 1 acre of land? That's a tremendous amount of land for a guy that has an apartment in downtown LA. So you were originally supposed to have, per the United States Bureau of Land Management, you were to homestead 160 acres. And each family member could go get another 160 acres. So you could have 320 acres right next to each other if you wanted. Two family members could live right next to each other. That was the intention. What the mortgage industry has done through the banking industry is made a contractual language system to make sure that you don't go outside the rails. So you're in a bailer. The goal with real estate and property is really to do property management. So you have to record your quitclaim deed of trust with the county recording office, assessor's office, so that you can now be taxed. What if you bought land through a real estate agent and you did not record it? Could they tax you? That's something PRQ is working on. So what if I bought land through a traditional process, but I did not go through a title company to ensure title? I only let the seller release title to me. What if you didn't record title at the county, the state you lived in? Interesting, isn't it? So I'm examining that very quickly. What if the county tried to tax you even though you didn't record title or awareness of the geography that you possess land and only had a lot of title federally? Why would we record title at the assessor's office of your county and the recording office of your county? The only value I see so far is that you would do that to protect yourself. I have federal, in this case, a federal land patent, homestead. And by the way, you don't. Is the only value I'm seeing so far, unless others can teach me otherwise. Why would we record title at the county? Even that, they even charge you for that, don't they? They didn't. Last county we worked on, they did not charge us actually, but some do. Anyway, the point I'm want to start off with here today, with great love and great care for all of you, is to get you free. But the contractual language of a real estate agent is complete fraud. But these are beautiful people who don't know they're committing fraud, because you cannot tax federal land. You have agreed to be taxed by your county because you signed contractual language. You agree to take title in the form that the banks and the counties accept because you agreed to it. So these contracts are all engineered and designed to sustain state and county local government for taxation. Federal government, all countries of the world do not tax land. Hear me clearly, only regions do. Australia, please listen. Please, Canada, listen. Ireland, please listen. You were given land. You shouldn't be taxed by your local government. So please pay attention to the way the mortgage bank systems work and how they align and anneal to real estate agents and their contracts. They're all fraud. And what I mean by fraud is it spiritually does not align with your heart center. And that's why we're getting sick when we do real estate projections. Why, when we go to procure property, we get sick because we do not like any contractual language about purchasing something that was entitled to us, i.e., we're on a planet that is ours. So why would I have to have a third party individual tell me whether I can live on planet Earth or not? It's very simple. That's why we're getting sick, and that's why the ascension cycle will prove to us that if we can't live somewhere in freedom, we're going to get sick. And so that's why we will get rid of real estate agents, mortgage systems, and title insurance companies, escrow, etc. It's fraud. It's all fraud to your heart center. Now, it is tricky to get my partners on the radio with me, because, well, at the end of the day, I am the radio talk show host. But I want to interview one of the PRQ team members real quick. Won't be long. He's very nervous. He's actually a fraidy cat. He's really strong. He's really tough. Yeah, he may or may not be former U.S. military, but my question to my team member, he'll be nameless. What I noticed that you're pulling deeds in areas and counties in the country. I won't say your name, don't worry. But what is the purpose of pulling all these deeds? What are you getting out of it? Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
What's your name?
Who? I'm going to keep that secret for now.
Who? Who is your name? Okay, who? Who? Is that the World Health Organization?
No, not at all.
That's not. Do you like those guys?
Not a big fan.
Not a big fan. You heard some rumors, huh? Okay. My question to you, PRQ Hotshot, why are you pulling all these deeds?
Both our projects, part of the land patenting process, step one would be obtaining the deed to the properties that you allegedly own or are allegedly trying to obtain ownership of.
Okay, and so how will that help everybody?
Good question. Well, as part of our process, like I said, you have to grab the certified copy of the deed, and you have to write a letter saying you have a notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and acceptance of deed. It's part of the process. Steps 2, 3, and 4 will be coming soon.
Why is this pulling you though? Like, why is it? Why do you have passion about this? Like, I don't even ask you to do anything, but you like this is this seems important, doesn't it?
It does. I just know it's part of the process. I know it holds true and all that. But part of the process is pulling the deeds from the corrupt system and realigning it with the true patenting system.
Oh, do you mind if I ask you some more questions?
Sure.
Why do you think our legacy system, so to speak, last 100 years, is corrupt?
Well, everything that piece of paper you believe is a deed and you shows ownership to your property is actually not true. Does not show ownership. It's under the color of title of deed, and it makes you believe that you own your property when in fact you do not.
So and so you're under the opinion the banking industry has created this in between our true allotted title. Is that how you say it?
Yes. Long story short, we've been duped. We think that by giving a pieces of paper or money or currency that we own the land that they've written a description of on a piece of paper to, but we really don't.
Right. That's why I was so curious about the caller last week said, so I can build a well, I can drink, no one has to, I'm not accountable to the county. You're not, are you?
No, you do not.
Yeah. Not kidding, everyone. We've gone through the exercise of arresting people who are telling us they're going to embarrass us on land. And it's my great passion to proof it and proof it and proof it. Again, I profess to be your spiritual crash test dummy. I get in trouble every single day. It's my goal. I want to break down all the rules and regulations of your planet. You can ask the mermaid one day. She knows I get in trouble every day. I ask cashiers at the grocery store, why are we using green pieces of paper with pyramids, et cetera, et cetera. I get arrested for statements like that. And I can't wait to do it again today for you. Okay, so do you, anonymous Mr. PRQ, homesteader activist, we'll call you, may or may not be with the U.S. military. Could have been with U.S. military, but who knows? You never know. It could be talk. It could be scuttlebutt. When you look at the gross solution here, if we abolish our way of processing title, do you think that's the most efficient way we will be free on our own land?
Yes, is the shortest answer. Once you have some land and you have, I want to say, you're king of your land, that's the first start. That's the beginning.
Yeah, it seems like the obvious way to go. So thank you so much for piping up. You're so outspoken.
I know.
It's shocking that you would speak so dramatically. Anyway, nothing but the facts is, and that's why we, that's why I work with this gentleman, is because this individual can discern information, see information, examine information from in here and out of here. So we're a little different in that we can see comprehensive solutions. And we have all agreed that this is one of the biggest impacts we can do on planet Earth, is get you free at least. And then the spiritual, and or while you're going through your spiritual changes, you can become one with the fauna and all the life around you. Your, the birds will teach you so much. The animals you live with will teach you so much. If I can just get you to stop going to the cubbyhole in downtown wherever. Anyway, thank you so much, BBS Radio. Thank you, PRQ team. There's a bunch of us listening today in the office here. Ready to take calls, BBS, if you are. And hopefully there's someone that's willing to talk to me. But the chat room looks empty. Who knows? Who knows? I guess I didn't go the full 30 minutes, did I, BBS? Let me see. What did I do? Oh, I did do 28 minutes. Okay, BBS. Bury me with calls. The reason I'm so passionate about, I'm not attacking the real estate industry. I'm going through the process to find you land right now. And the people who possess land, they're under the opinion of the process works because they just want money. They want a return on their investment. And so when I get in, and again, the only reason I'm looking for land is to sustain not only these radio shows, my own life, land for you. And I want to learn about the process. And the process does not work if we keep using it over and over. If I give you $1 billion, if someone gives us $1 billion and you keep using the process, we're just hurting our neighbors. So if we look at land tax alone, if one guy buys his property for $1 million and 5 years later he sells it for $5 million, all we've done is just established more tax for our neighbor. We've just created another inflationary system. So we're just making our own problems, because if you're going to sell, and that's the other thing the PRQ team are working on. The reason people don't live redundantly, repetitively, is because in most cases they think that they can make revenue off of it, or they don't like living there. So as an example, the PRQ team members, not to exaggerate their role, if they buy a piece of land, they will never leave it. It's always going to be theirs. And that's the case with myself too, is I've patented land that I'll always enjoy and always love. I'll always have a piece of property. Why would we sell a place on planet Earth, and why would we presume to own it? We're just possessing it. We're borrowing it. And that's really the purpose of my statements. BBS, do we have any callers today? I thought I was pretty popular. Phones must be down. Phones must be down. Boop, boop, boop. Usually on BBS Radio, when I call and start the shows, they have to hang up on everybody, or a lot of people want to talk to me. And it's not an arrogant statement. So I know if we're not getting calls, then something's up. And these guys take some shots, man. They are very popular individuals, and I thank them so much. I'll go into a little more detail regarding the Hudson Bay Company, Piermont Morgan, excuse me. They created the banking system and the real estate industry. So originally Hudson Bay Company, and I've talked about this already many times, so I'll fill in the gaps. Hudson Bay Company, you can actually trace back to Christopher Columbus. So 1492, we discovered America, right? And then what we're going to do is, how am I going to industrialize and create a taxation system in Canada, North America, and then wipe out the native people that already live there, the spirits that are already in process to making an incredible environment for all of us, all the way to Alaska, Northern Territories, South America, etc. So what, believe it or not, so if I look at the spirit in Pierpont Morgan and all the Hudson Bay guys, what you're going to find is they colluded and created a process hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years earlier. They're the same bad guys that were in the Egyptian times, 6,000 years earlier. They're just now in a different body. So we'll cut to the chase. Local times, what the Hudson Bay Company did was took the native and indigenous population and got them to find value in something they did not have. They're very smart. These aliens are very smart. So how could I trick an indigenous tribe that's already established? Incredible trade routes from Canada to South America, nomadic lifestyles based on territories, animals, just the way we cycle through life, all of the way our tribes move with our horticulture, seasons, animals, endless story. You've certainly heard stories about the buffalo and elk, caribou.
Really?
See, I live with 12 cats. I think it's 17, actually. It should be 17, shouldn't it? Anyway, they know when to come around, which is farther in the other shows today. We will be talking about cats a lot because we prefer being cat people. Anyway, what the Hudson Bay Group did to create the banking and mortgage system that you are and real estate industry that you have now is to create compartmentalized territories. So we got to get you to believe that there's such places as Canada. I got to get you to believe there's a place such as America. The whole continent was one geography, is one physicality. So if I can make colonies, then that will empower colonization. That's how good these aliens are. They're doing their best to get you compartmentalized. And remember, they get their memories from thousands and thousands of years ago. If you can't figure out that your identity is associated with the geography, they got you. You're from the state of Texas. Now your passion and your underlining identity is I'm from the state of Texas, as an example. When I was in Australia, I had a beautiful woman say, I'm from New South Wales. And I said, I'm from Earth, et cetera, et cetera. So how do we get identity around a geography in title? So anyway, the Hudson Bay Group did that globally. And what's important about it is they did it as a team. So when you look at Captain Cook, you look at the Spaniards, how they developed these colonies and enslaved people and installed slavery. Why do you think everybody's black in Bermuda? Because what they would do is they'd install slaves in Bermuda. How are you going to get off an island that's 400 miles at sea? You're stuck there. We can go down all the Bahamas. Why is there all black people? Because they were stolen and isolated there and then taken when they wanted them. Haiti is a great example. Why is there black people in Haiti? There's nothing about the ethnicity I'm talking about. I'm saying, how would I create colonies? I'd have to distribute people as slaves. White people are right there too. Doesn't really matter the ethnicity. Look how they've colonized every single inch of your country. So the same gang that we're going to give credit to Hudson Bay Company, what they would do, and still to this day, you've inherited it, is how do I find value with the aboriginals of the absolute original people of a country? Well, what the Hudson Bay realized is all they're all hunting for beavers and pelt was their biggest trade. But they have no looms. They have no way of really mass producing wool blankets. So the first thing Hudson Bay says, hey, if you give me X amount of pelts, as you've heard me say on this show, I will give you wool blankets. And the highest volume and value of wool blankets will be depicted by how many beavers you can give me. Trust me, the Hudson Bay Company does not want beavers, but it's to install a currency system. And by the way, I'm going to slaughter beavers and make mink oil, et cetera, et cetera. Any marsupial like that, that could be traded into kerosene, knowing full well we're going to go into the industrial petrochemical industry. Remember, they're thousands of years ahead of us. They're going to create a refining process for oils from beavers, minks, etc. Well, how do I get you to see that there is more value of 10 beavers brought to the factory than one? I'm going to give you a trade, and that would be a wool blanket. And next year, I'm going to give you guns and bullets instead. And by the way, here's a bottle of whiskey. So that's how pretty much how Hudson Bay did it. The Morgan Chase Group did it. Forgive me for ranting here. It should be pretty easy. And a lot of these, this is common knowledge for a lot of you. I know that. But it's important when we talk about homesteading is if you don't believe in colonies, then you wouldn't have 50 states. But because you believe you live in a state, notice that they're called states, maybe called states of being. You're being somewhere. Why would you live in a state or a geography? That's another spiritual control system, is you are on planet Earth, and no one can tell you where you are, what you are, how you are. Well, that's what Pierpont Morgan and the gang did. They got you to be compartmentalized so that you would always believe, not know, that you are in a location, a geography that they outlined. Thank you, Christopher Columbus. They're the same gang. You see this 500-year spread. It's actually the same moment to these guys. And now, we do have some questions. Thank you, BBS. Can't believe they can keep up with all the questions. It's amazing. Richard from LA, California. There were two separate California Constitution. Wants to know if you were aware. Please, Richard, debrief us. Pretty sure we have the answer.
Okay. Well, there are two different California constitutions, the Republic, the Organic Constitution of California, 1849. And then in 1879, it was overtaken by the corporate California Constitution. And that's what we've been suffering under for forever. It's the incorporated for-profit entity. Now, what happened under the California Constitution, the corporate one, of course, that's when you get the bar, that's when you get the licenses, that's when you get the rules, regulations, et cetera, et cetera. So we're all familiar with the court systems, but a curious thing happened in 1960 on election day, November 8th, 1960, to be exact, and an initiative ballot measure was voted on, passed by the voters of California, and that repealed the 1879 corporate constitution. It was repealed. I mean, I have the it's all in the Secretary of State. It's actually all available for people to look at on a link that I can send you. I sent it to you once, but I mean, obviously didn't make it. And we need to be able to, this sort of ties in hand in glove with what you've been just talking about. We need to be able to stand up the Republic. All the seats are vacated there right now, but they're waiting to be filled. And that's really it. I mean, it's just to be able to get the Homestead Group and whoever and your people who are involved in this type of thing who would be passionate about that, to be able to at least restore the republic, and then we could have Article III courts, et cetera, et cetera. So that's it. I would love to be able to send you the public record on a link tree.
Yeah, so we already have that information. Thank you very much, though. That is incredible. Beautiful statements. Okay, so do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Sure.
Okay, so as a resident of the state of California, studied it, had my fun there. What value does the perimeter of that geography do for you? What is the state of California? How does the state of California help you?
Outside of elementary school.
Great answer. That's a very good answer. It's a piece of land. And someone's claiming that you need to obey. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely.
All right. So what's the solution? I'll never get tired of learning from you. What is the solution for autonomy on a piece of land anywhere in North America? What do we do other than, for me, the homesteading was an obvious solution, but can you think of another solution?
Well, I think, you know, again, no pun intended, part and parcel is to be able to, as you said, locally, and that starts city, county, whatever, to be able to stand up and have at least a republic as long as we need it. But it's there to be taken back. It's there to be returned to us, as so many things are. And they're existing in fraudulent positions and imposing, big surprise, tyranny upon us. But this at least is there to be restored. Restore the Republic of California as a starting place.
Do you mind if I ask you what county you're in?
Sure, LA County, the worst.
Okay, so LA County is interesting. It actually is. So I spent a lot of time in Riverside County. Can you tell me what is the value of these counties? So they have fire departments, they build roads for us, but at what, and then you get to pay for everyone's pensions and through taxation. I'm still struggling with, what is the value of a county to you?
Oh, it's absolutely nothing. It's just, you know, like you've pointed out, and like I think evident to probably a lot of the listeners, it's sucking us dry is all it's doing. There's nothing there. It's these ridiculous pensions and services that don't appear to ever manifest. And it's just a means of control. I mean, I can tell you that downtown Los Angeles, my family has property there. It's in free fall. I mean, it's just in free fall. And we've had, you know, squatters come on property and the police do nothing, absolutely nothing. And then you call the county and say, gee, you know, we'd like to get these people off. It's a burned down site. They're endangered by going on there. And the county says, go to the police. So, I mean, it's just a circle jerk of nothing, you know, from that standpoint. But no, to answer your question, nothing except impede and suck you dry.
Thanks a lot for your call. Brilliant, brilliant. We will have solutions for that. I'm going to get on to some other callers. Thank you so much for your help, Richard.
Thank you for one other thing.
Good.
Out to me, any way I can identify myself and so I can get that in my hands.
We're going to have a mass publication capability soon, but your input is very important. Don't worry about communicating with us. We'll have a lot of resources for you. I'll get on to the next caller, BBS. Thank you so much for your input. Never stop calling me. Thank you. All right. Thank you, BBS. We're going to go to Bo from Idaho. Question, wants more information on land versus homestead patents. Land versus homestead patents. Okay, so I'm a little confused on the question. Bo, can you help us out on that one?
There is an important word that was left out. First of all, 17 cats flipping hilarious. Land it's Patton.
It's the mermaid's fault. It's the mermaid's fault. She loved being
well, we're all Lyrans, right? We're Lyrans. What can you say?
Of course we are. It's just a long I can't wait to share it with you guys all.
Around the campfire, right? It was Land Pat. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm waiting.
Okay. So it was Land Patents versus homesteading. And I'm going to use Ysetti Ranch as the example, as you did when you first started the homesteading PRQ radio show. I, too, was a volunteer there in 2018 and 19, and I was there for almost 5 months in 2019. And James has 70 acres that he purchased through a real estate agent, and then he went later on to land patent it. So he actually doesn't have a homestead, as in the Homestead Act. And with a little research, I found out a land patent could be more than 160 acres. It could be far more, and it could be far smaller. So are we incorrectly using land patent and homestead to be the same thing? And is there a difference, is the actual question.
Great question. Great question. Okay, so first of all, I'm not going to speak for James, but James, at that point, if you remember, is a retired real estate agent. So he knew how to negotiate terms, as you know. Patenting the land is a play on words, just like homesteading is. But we have an opportunity being the key word, of using our United States Constitution, linguistic annealment to our identity, using the term homesteading. But when you use the term patent, you have confirmed the definitions, would be my opinion. You could change those around. You could align them in different sentences, and you could use some trickery there, as you're pointing out. But the real opportunity, if we're going to use identity to free us, identity is a great tool in this example that I said I live here, latitude, longitude, and I've registered it with Bureau of Land Management, and now I'm a successor to it. I believe homesteading is the correct term, as you're pointing out. Yet the opportunities here are really about defending a lot of title, wouldn't you say?
Yes, definitely.
Because I can tell you right now, I'm renting a piece of property right now, and I know that I could stake claim here, but I wouldn't do it because I don't necessarily want to live there. That's the whole point, is where do we want to live? Where do we want to stay? And so that's really, so those intentions, your spirit, your consciousness, your intentions is what creates true allotted title, is my opinion. And that's just a tool to use it. So you're very wise. I guarantee you, James has a patented homestead. I guarantee that.
Yeah.
Because he's tested. Because I've tested and he's tested.
May I ask you one more short question?
Please go ahead.
My son-in-law is Hopi Tewa and Gila River. He has property on the Hopi Mesa, and his mother lives on the Gila River Reservation, which is outside of Phoenix. And how is all this going to work with the indigenous people from this country as far as homesteading? He and my daughter do not, they live in Mesa. They don't live in either place. Uh-huh. And I'm just wondering, how's it going to work with reservation land, which I know is connected to the United States government. And yeah, that's a mess. But how's it going to work for our indigenous brothers and sisters?
Yes, I'm working with two tribes up in Washington State right now for the exact same question. And so the opportunity, thank you for the incredible question. Thank you. So who came first, by the way? Who came first, U.S. government or the people?
They were here long before.
Right. I did this in Australia, too. I was like, okay, wait a minute. Cart before the horse. If we can go this direction all day long. The point is the geography, I'm going to possess land, period. Now, who's going to define possession is really all we're talking about. And if we were more civilized, we wouldn't actually be absorbed by possession. So on other planets, you typically just share and or migrant, or maybe you would call, you just travel around your planet because of, you know, your desires. Like, you're already doing it now. You're getting on airplanes and having a vacation in Italy, but you don't stay in Italy. Well, now we just have to learn our higher consciousness about sharing the land. Why do we live where we live? As that breaks down, that's what's breaking down. That is part of the ascension cycle. I live someplace because I enjoy it. And by the way, it creates nutrition for me. I have food, I have water. I enjoy it energetically. It's beautiful. My friends are here. My family are here. We've lost that understanding is really where we're going, is my answer to you. Well, the natives, most of the natives, the Hopi definitely understand that. We lost a relationship with the planet. And certainly the elders of the Hopi, I've had conversations with, why did we lose a relationship with the planet? Because we don't share. We think we possess land, don't we?
Mm-hmm. So
I'm going to go one more. I'll go into one more caller if you don't mind. Anything else?
I don't mind at all. Thank you so much, Q. Much love to you all. And
Much love to you. I never stop calling me. I'm so sorry we have such short time on these radio shows. It is completely thrilling. There are three PRQ people also in addition to me listening. We need your input. Please never stop calling. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Let's see if we can get one more in here. Bulgaria, I don't think I'm going to get to you. I love Bulgaria questions because I like saying Bulgaria. Bulgaria. Say it again, Bulgaria. That's not how you say it, Q, but whatever. All right, Rob from Burlington, Canada. Like Burlington Coat Factory, eh? How to fill out land patents in Ontario, Canada. Eh? What's up, Rob?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Wayne Gretzky is the best, eh?
Oh, for sure, the great one there, eh, bud?
Holy moly, holy moly.
Thanks for taking my call, Q. I love what you guys are doing, and thank you so much for you and all the team and all the work. My question this week, quickly, I know we're running out of time, but I've been having a little bit of trouble here in Ontario, kind of with the language. It's changed. I was online trying to download. They had requests to obtain official copies of Crown Land patent records, and of course, those links didn't work. And I tried sending them to other people. The forms don't work, of course. And so I said, okay, I'm going to just show up. And I go to the land registry office and wait in line and everything. And then she tells me that doesn't exist anymore. And they've gone strictly online. And so that was yesterday. And so I don't think we have a loidial title. I think it's been changed to absolute title. And so I think just to, you know, piggyback off what Po from Idaho was saying is I just want to make sure I have the right language that I'm going into this with when I speak with them next week, just so I'm, you know, not kind of shooting in the dark.
Yeah, great question. Okay, so yeah, we really need your help in in Canada. I need some more repetitions there. We need to practice more there. So far, British Columbia has been the best tool. And the reason is because it was the last settled. See if you can pull a homestead from British Columbia. I don't care which one it is, where it's at. Prince Rupert area is where I would be. So you have less politics there. Where you're at, you got a lot of politics. So you do Prince Rupert or down in even Vancouver. See if you can grab one there. And you should be able to duplicate the chain, the proper chain of allotted title in your state as well. Is that, you got me?
Yeah, because I was looking at the Dominions Act up here in Canada, and from mm-hmm. what I understood, it was to encourage people to go west, right? So I couldn't find right. anything from Ontario east that even dealt with homesteads. It was like Saskatchewan and, you know, like you said,
in my genetics, we have a homestead in Red Deer, Alberta. And we came, so one half of the family came from Sweden, went to Alberta, and then we merge with Native Americans, but Scandinavians coming with Native Americans. That's interesting. That's one of the reasons that some of us are getting more enlightened, is because that bloodline is really absolutely efficient when you merge those two seeding programs. It's amazing. Anyway, I've seen mine in Red Deer, or my family's lineage in Red Deer. So I know you guys have it too. I think you're just a layer two. I think you need to go to the next layer. Get out of that magistrate. Find another magistrate level is my suggestion.
Okay, perfect. I actually think I have some extended family, like on my mom's side, that had a homestead originally out west. So maybe I'll touch base with them and see if it's still around and how they managed it as well.
Yeah, it's just really training yourself on how the chains and sequence of events happen. So don't get run around by these guys short term. Long term, I guarantee you those documents exist, especially in Ontario. I have to get off the radio because they're gonna take me off. Please don't stop pulling on me.
All right, thank you so much.
I'll be here all the time. Please keep going. I love you, love you, love you. And BBS, thank you for all the calls. Thanks for getting this going. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with PRQ Timelines. Have a beautiful day.